This week, we've been devoting part of each show to one subject, access to family planning resources. Our stories are part of the world's Across Women's Lives project. But women are obviously not the only ones with a stake in issues like birth control. Men also need to get involved, and that's actually happening in a surprising setting, the southern African nation of Malawi. Surprising because Malawi is still a very traditional place, but it's also where some villagers are convinced that nothing less than their own survival now depends on population control. Sam Eaton has that story.
There's a radio program in Zomba, Malawi's former capital in the southern part of the country, that reports on climate change issues. But this particular episode is all about family planning. The host explains that rapid population growth in Malawi is ravaging the countryside. People are forced to stake out new farmland on mountainsides, cutting down trees to clear the land. To make things worse, devastating floods have displaced thousands here. It's essentially a primer on how Malawi is facing a dual crisis of population growth and climate change, and how villages like the two featured here as a studio audience see family planning as a critical tool. But as the taped discussion between the villages kicks off, the leaders of the group first have to get through some pretty basic questions about birth control. A man in the crowd speaks up, asking if it's true that women who take modern contraceptives no longer desire sex. He says he wants reassurance before encouraging his wife to go to the clinic. The women persuade him that those are false rumors and that he should go ahead. Then the conversation shifts to teenage girls. Someone asks about providing birth control to adolescent girls as a way of preventing the teenage pregnancies and early marriages that are common in the two villages. This is the awkward moment in the program. Girls between the age of 15 and 19 represent one of the highest overall unmet needs for family planning in Malawi. But this is also a country that, for the three decades leading up to the mid-90s, banned sex education, birth control, and even miniskirts because of former President Hastings Banda's puritanical beliefs. Sex outside of marriage is still considered taboo in rural areas, especially for teens. So it's not exactly surprising that the group's leaders shot the idea down, saying it would only encourage teens to engage in sex, a response that wins approval from the crowd. Religion may play a role here, but not how you'd expect. That's the chief of one of the villages in the radio program speaking. This area is mostly Muslim, and the chief is also a religious leader for the village. He states that he supports his own wife taking birth control, and the crowd cheers. I traveled to Mposa, one of the villages featured in the broadcast, to speak with that chief. His name is Sheikh Mze Mosa. He's an older man with a white goatee who wears the traditional Muslim cap and tunic. He says there's been a massive shift in mindset toward family planning as people in the villages begin to feel the dual effects of population growth and climate change firsthand. Moses' village lies at the end of a long dirt road near the shores of Lake Chilwa, a shallow lake that recently dried up completely because of extreme drought. It's remote and poor, and most families live in simple mud brick homes. The recent floods have devastated people's maize and rice crops here, which means families, especially those with many children, will face hunger in the coming months. Moses says these recurring droughts and floods are eroding any cultural or religious objections to family planning that remain. But even so, he sees little conflict with Islam.
You know,
Moses says even the Quran says women should breastfeed for 2 years to encourage child spacing. So modern contraceptive methods, he argues, are in line with what God commands us to do. Moses' village has led the way on family planning in the area, forming a mother's support group that spreads the message of modern contraception and smaller family sizes door to door, both through words and through songs like this one. They also rescue girls from child marriage and teenage pregnancy, ensuring they stay in school, all without a single penny of outside financial support. And that's probably the biggest surprise. The women in the mother's support group say there's no shortage of willing participants. The problem, they say, is that they don't have anything to offer them. And even the clinics, which are sometimes a day's walk away, are in short supply. But Mosa says support comes when you show that you are self-starters. So that's what they're trying to do. They hope their efforts will attract the attention of some outside donor or NGO to supply them with the modern contraception the people here want but don't have access to. Mosa says their future depends on it. For The World, I'm Sam Eaton, Southern Malawi. Apunzile sungulu.